It's Monday, the 17th of February, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The mutual visa exemption agreement between Namibia and China only applies to holders of diplomatic and official passports. Executive Director in the Ministry of Home Affairs, Immigration, Safety and Security, Etienne Maritz, clarified that Namibia has entered into similar agreements with several other countries, all under the same terms. Ministry spokesperson Margaret Kallo also confirmed the agreement's limited scope.
This exemption is bilateral and only extends to nationals holding these specific types of passports. These prior arrangements, like the current one, cover only holders of diplomatic and official service passports. The mutual visa exemption agreement between Namibia and China will enter into force 30 days after the parties have notified themselves of the completion of all necessary legal requirements to implement the agreement.
The Retirement Fund Institute of Namibia held its first quarterly member engagement in the capital, focusing on equipping leaders with tools for navigating a fast-changing world. Internationally recognized leadership expert Keith Coates presented the topic of Africa's economic landscape and its impact on retirement funds.
There are several wise people that are understanding that a lot of the power shift that is going to happen globally will happen north to south, and that Africa, because of its resources, but more particularly because of its people and its large youth population, is going to be a key role player in the future. The Brookings Institute in Washington has said Africa is the world's big opportunity. And I don't think that is recognized worldwide, but certainly as Africans, we have this sense of optimism around the future. And so the future's bright.
Across the border in South Africa, Union Federation COSATU says it's concerned by the recent tension with the U.S. government. U.S. President Donald Trump has stopped aid funding to the country over its expropriation policies and the pending tariffs. COSATU spokesperson Matthew Park says they have full confidence in government's steady and sober leadership during these turbulent geopolitical tensions.
COSATU has over the past 3 years worked closely with government and organized business to navigate the complexities of relations with the U.S., including engaging our sister labor movement, the AFL-CIO, as well as the U.S. government, Republicans and Democrats in both houses of Congress, and the business community. We will continue to play our part in support of government's efforts in this regard.
Rwanda's President Paul Kagame said he's unaware of any Rwandan troops in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo during a recent CNN interview. However, UN reports have repeatedly shown Rwanda's support for the M23 rebels who have recently taken over three major DRC cities. The reports also detail the presence of 4,000 Rwandan Defense Force troops in the region. And European leaders are meeting in Paris on Monday for emergency talks on support for Ukraine and the wider security picture in Europe.
The speed at which the Trump administration has moved to initiate dialogue with the Kremlin over the war in Ukraine and the US's uncertainty surrounding its future support for Europe has stunned leaders here. On Monday in Paris, they will be discussing ramping up defence spending, further support for Ukraine, and the possibility of how and when European soldiers may be deployed to Ukraine. Leaders from Germany, Italy, Britain, Poland, Spain, the Netherlands and Denmark will attend the talks hosted by France, along with the European Union leadership and the NATO Secretary General. Ross Cullen, Paris.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.